Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 9 and verse 1. I entitled this discourse, Vital Importance. I want to stress that. Vital, essential, importance. That's what we're talking about here. Something of the highest significance. Here are the words of Christ. I tell you the truth. Some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power. Mark chapter 9, verse 1. Clearly, this is a very important matter. This is a most solemn matter. This is of the highest significance for us. Let me just show you what I mean. I tell you the truth. No, that's not just I tell you the truth. This is amen, verily, assuredly, of the utmost importance, I do solemnly declare. This is cutting right across all sense of flippancy and triviality. This is not just a conversation point. I tell you the solemn truth. This is full of importance, and you should weigh this. You must listen carefully to what I say. And not only listen carefully to what I say, you must act upon it. This is the whole point of this. This is what Christ is saying. I tell you the truth. I'm not just spinning a tale here. I'm not just telling a yarn. I'm not trying to amuse you or divert you. I have something solemn to say to you, and I want you to listen. And look how this subject goes on. This is nothing flippant or glib or slick or gimmicky. This is a very serious statement. He's talking about what? The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Not the Roman Empire. Not the Greeks or the Persians, whatever it might be. Not the greatness of America or Russia or China or India or whatever. No, no. He's talking about the kingdom of God. And he uses this phrase. Some who are standing here will not taste death. Christ is raising this issue about the kingdom of God, the power of God, we're coming with power, and whether or not you experience it, tasting it, seeing the kingdom. I can't help but go back to John chapter 3, verses 3 and 8. Unless a man is born again, he will never see the kingdom. He will never appreciate the kingdom. He will certainly never enter the kingdom. You never understand it. But the kingdom of God will come with power. And of course, this most solemn of subjects, death is here. This is the most important subject. The moment we're born, we're on the road to death. I know it's a solemn thing, but it is a solemn thing. The one thing which is certain when we're born is that we will die. Well, that's heavy stuff. Yes, it is, but it's the truth. It's the reality. We mustn't go living in cloud cuckoo land like an ostrich burying her head in the sand. We can't do that, and yet millions do. This is the culmination of Christ's words in the previous section. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Solemn material here. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. Standing for Christ brings suffering. These are solemn matters. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit, lose his own soul? What will a man give in exchange for his soul? This is not a gimmicky joke. This is serious. What will you give in exchange for your soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, that's what Christ says about this culture. The Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with his holy angels. I tell you the truth. Some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power. Of course, then, you think a lot about this, don't you? Your soul tasting death. The kingdom of God, power, entering the kingdom of God, being a member of Christ's kingdom. My friend, if you're an unbeliever, you don't give it one thought. But you should begin to think, But it's not thought only, it's action. What we need is to see the spirit of Acts 16. What do I mean? The Philippian jailer, he was terrified and he cried out, "What must I do to be saved?" That is the great need. I speak in the UK. That is the great need in the United Kingdom at the moment. It's not the end of COVID and all the rest of it. What it is that sinners should be awakened to cry out, "What must I do to be saved?" "I tell you the truth," says Christ. "Verily, verily, assuredly, amen, amen. I tell you most solemnly, this is of vital importance." And that's what I wanted to say in this discourse, and I've said it. Now may God make you, my friend, and me, alive to this great concern. This is how Anne Steele put it in one of her hymns. "How helpless, guilty nature lies, unconscious of its load." There you are, unconscious, unthinking. "The heart unchanged can never rise to happiness and God. The will perverse, anti. The passions blind ignorance. In paths of ruin stray. Reason debased, that's the fallen man, can never find the safe, the narrow way. Can aught beneath a power divine the stubborn will subdue? 'Tis thine eternal spirit, thine, to form the heart anew." May God come with power, this kingdom come with power, awakening sinners, regenerating sinners, and bringing them into the kingdom. 'Tis thine the passions to recall, and upwards bid them rise, and make the scales of error fall from our benighted eyes. That's what we are by nature, my friend, blind, dead in sins, and you're still there if you're an unbeliever. To chase the shades of death away and bid the sinner live, a beam of heaven, a vital ray, 'tis thine, O Lord, 'tis thine alone to give. May God shine through even this little discourse to awaken many sinners who cry out, "What must I do to be saved?" And may they hear the answer, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." And may they then believe. May they now believe.